What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome back inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by, once again, you guessed it, NFL film senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, the situation with Benny Logan still very much up in the air with the Eagles as we approach free agency, but we can still look at some of these top names here at the defensive tackle group. Let's start with a guy like Kawan Short.
And when you talk about a 4-3 front as Jim Schwartz plays, it is critical to have pass rushers all across the front. And Kawan Short developed over these last couple of years, even 2 years ago when they got to the Super Bowl, that's where you really saw it. A really good pass rusher, really good interior player, can play the run, can rush the quarterback. Look at the quickness and the athleticism. And my sense is Kawan Short will demand and get a lot of money on the open market because Short can rush the quarterback, and that is so critical inside.
Well, one guy who's not really known for his ability to get after the quarterback, but certainly is one of the top run stuffers in the NFL. I remember seeing him in person at the Senior Bowl, small school kid, and saying, this kid is a house inside.
Yep.
Talk about Brandon Williams from Baltimore.
He's a really good player now. He was a 3-4 player for the Baltimore Ravens. So you have to decide if you're going to sign him, is he just a 3-4 player? Because he really didn't play a whole lot in their sub-packages, or is he a guy that can also line up as sort of that one technique deep tackle in a 4-3? Because he's a really strong physical inside player, and he's really a little lighter on his feet than you might think.
I'm going to jump back into a time machine real quick. Let's go into the DeLorean, Greg, and go back to 2012, around this time in 2012. A lot of people looked at Fletcher Cox and Dontari Poe out of Memphis as the two top defensive tackles in that draft
both
class.
Both top 15 picks,
both
I believe.
Were top 15. The Eagles traded up to select Cox.
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs stayed put. They select Poe. Tell us about how Poe has developed in the league.
You know, when Poe's one, I remember being on the field at the Combine, Fran, and Poe ran a 4.94 40-yard dash. And I was near the finish line when he did that. And I've never seen a guy with that body type move like that. He's a really athletic player. You know, he's not just a 3-4 nose tackle. He plays, as you see here, in their sub packages. And I think that's one thing that will enhance his value, is he is not just a space eater in the middle of a 3-4 defense who's going to come off the field. He has value in sub packages, and that's so critical in today's NFL.
I'm glad you brought that up, because one player who has done a little bit of both during his time in the NFL, a former second round pick out of Ohio State, Jonathan Hankins with the New York Giants, obviously staying in the division here in the NFC East. What do you think about Hankins moving forward? How does he best project to his new NFL team?
Yeah, and I'm not sure he's that guy. I mean, obviously, I think he's very good in your base defense. I think he can play very well at D-tackle. Here he's basically lined up as a three technique. The Giants go with Hankins, and they had Damon Harrison this year, sort of both played three technique, one technique. But to me, I think Hankins, ultimately, because of his size, and he does have pretty good movement, but I think he's probably a base defense 4-3 D tackle.
A former big name here on the free agent market, Sylvester Williams, a former first-round pick out of North Carolina. Not a great defensive tackle group in this draft class, Greg. So the free agent names, I think, could benefit from that. Tell us about Sly Williams.
And another guy, here you see him playing essentially in a 3-4, which he plays. He's kind of the nose tackle, D tackle. But he also played in some of their sub packages. And you can see by the movement here, he's got some quickness. Now, he's not a pure pass rusher. But again, now you're going to have to determine whether you think if you sign him, he can develop into that. I think he has the movement to do so. I remember watching him, as I'm sure you do, when he came out of North Carolina. Pretty good movement. You know, he's not just one of those big bodies in the middle of a defense.
Some people will call that a dancing bear. And one player I know you could refer to as a dancing bear, Stacy McGee, staying out west with the Oakland Raiders. Tell us about Stacy McGee, formerly out of Oklahoma.
He was a guy when I watched the Raiders this season. Obviously, the Raiders were a really good team, so I watched them every single week. And Stacy McGee just jumped off the film to me. Now, he got hurt later in the season and missed a number of games, but I thought he played really, really well for Oakland, and he, to me, is an intriguing player. I mean, you see right there, you can kind of see the athletic movement. First of all, he engages, but then with the arm over and the athleticism, I think he's a really interesting player, and I think somebody's going to get a very good player with Stacy McGee.
One player that has consistently been very, very disruptive whenever he's seen the field for Tennessee, Carl Klug, a former mid-round pick out of the University of Iowa, I believe. Tell us about Klug.
Fun guy to watch, because every year you think, okay, they're going to get a better guy than him, but they don't. And he plays. He started at times. He's one of those guys. He's probably a little better mover than people think. As you look at the body type, and you know, he's a little stumpy. He's a little stout. But he's just one of those guys they can't get off the field in Tennessee, and he makes plays for them. Now, he's probably not a guy who's going to play 60 snaps a game, but as a rotation defensive tackle, even played some defensive end for them in their base 3-4, he's a very good player.
A class full of disruptors. Greg, a very strong free agent crop. Very excited to break down more with you here on Inside the Film Room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Appreciate the time. Greg Cosell from NFL Films. We'll see you next time right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.